K3DLN and listening on Wash _ DC. There it is. K3DLN listening. I see. K3DLN. I don't think it's transmitting. I think something's wrong with it. I gotta go up the top. Damn it. And I hate that. There it is. All right, where is it? K3DLN, there it is. That's what I want to see.
This is WA3DEB, repeat 107.2. This is WA3DEB, repeater EL107.
Whoever that was, this is K3DLN. There was no, your audio was very, very poor. Over. No audio, just a lot of noise, K3DLN.
This is WA3DEB, repeater EL107.2.
Okay, AB3WG, good evening everyone. My name is Chris, I'm the MDC section manager. We will wait a couple minutes here. We have a really small group so far, and I'm hoping more folks will join in the next minute or two. So let's hang out for another couple, 3 minutes here, and then we'll get things kicked off. Thanks everyone for joining. And it's our last net of the year, so I hope we have a nice little group here, and I appreciate everyone's participation. Stand by, AB3WG. Okay, AB3WG, now we're getting some folks that I've been looking for here checking in, so thanks everyone for joining. Let's give it another couple minutes, and I see some of our section staff folks have joined. Thank you all very much, and then we'll get started. AB3WG, stand by. Okay, AB3WG, my name is Chris. I am the MDC section manager. I'm going to get this net rolling here. Thanks, everyone, for joining. And I have a few things I want to go over, and then we'll get right to our linked repeaters and then our individual check-ins tonight. Thanks, everyone, for joining us here on the Maryland Section EchoLink Net. This is the last net of the year, and so we kind of want to do I have some information that I want to put out. First of all, the section news is out. That went out last night. It should be in your inbox. If you haven't had a chance to look at that, please do so when you can. It's also posted on the MDC section of the League website. And there's a lot of information in there this month. I'm going to go over some of that here tonight, and then we'll looking forward to the new year and getting some more things accomplished. Pretty happy with what we've done in the past year, and it's actually been less than a year, but I'll explain that as we go along. I did see Marty. Oh, there he is. He is here. Good. So, all right, AB3WG, stand by. Okay, very good. Let me go through my list here. We mentioned the section news. That went out. So that should be in your inbox. Lots of information in there. I appreciate everyone getting their report to me in good time, and so that's done. The other thing I want to mention is the league database. I'm in the final stages of cleaning that database up, and I know a lot of folks don't use that database or even care about it so much, but I care about it a lot. I want that database to reflect all of the current section staff and to be accurate, so I'm in the process of doing a final cleanup on that, and I've been working on that pretty much since I started in as section manager. So that's happening. The other thing I want to mention is I've ordered a large quantity of supplies for the upcoming HamFest season and the functions that I attend around the area. We've got all kinds of great stuff. I ordered a lot of documentation. I ordered several copies of the handbook, the 100th anniversary of the handbook, a bunch of copies of the operating manual, several copies of the book 200 Meters and Down, which is the greatest book on amateur radio ever written. I've got a bunch of ARRL pins, some spiral logbooks, lanyards. I've got water bottles, just a whole bunch of great stuff. So I'm looking forward to giving some of that stuff out at the upcoming HamFest break. Okay, moving on down my list. In the new year, I really want to focus on staffing. There's going to be some staffing changes on the MDC section staff. Some of those changes have taken place already, and some of the folks on Jim's team are going to be shuffled around a little bit, to put it kind of vaguely. So we're losing some folks, we're gaining some folks. I put a new section in the section news regarding the available positions on the MDC section staff. Those folks report to me. And so if you're interested in any of those positions, you can go to the league website. You don't have to log in. Just type, for example, affiliated club coordinator. You type that into the search, hit enter, and you'll see the requirements and all the information about that right from the league website if you're interested. Please, if you're interested in any of those positions, do send me an email. I'm looking for a web guy. And I also have a position in there for a convention committee lead. Several folks have been asking about, are we going to do a convention? I'm not opposed to doing a convention. I would love to do that. I need somebody to take that responsibility on, and let's get a budget together, find out where we're going to do that, how we're going to do that. So if you're somebody who can pull a HamFest together or something like that, I'd love to have you join that effort. Break. Okay, and finally, I keep promising everyone that I'm going to publish the new website by the end of the year, which I'm going to do that. I'm going to be honest, I'm not real happy with WordPress. I haven't had a great time using that software. So if you know how to use WordPress and you'd like to become our web guy, please send me an email. I'd love to transfer that duty to someone who knows a lot more about WordPress than I do. Either way, I probably am going to just publish what I got out there and call it a work in progress, and I think that'll be fine. It's going to be a work in progress anyway, because some of the information that's out there now is out of date already. So we'll continue to update that, and we'll get that transferred over so that when you do a search, the new website comes up and the old website won't come up anymore. So that's in the process. All right, that's all I have for now. Let's take a break, and we'll get to our section staff and then our linked repeaters. AB3WG, all stations stand by. Okay, hopefully I'm taking long enough breaks. If I'm not, if John Creel's out here, just scream at me in the comments, as most folks always do. That really helps me. I try to keep one eye on the comments section, so I appreciate that. All right, I'd like to go first to our Atlantic Division Vice Director, Marty, KB3MXM. Marty, thanks for all the great stuff you do for the section and representing the MDC section at the league level and all the other sections that you folks represent at the for the Atlantic Division. We're proud to be a part of the Atlantic Division, and I would love to have your comments now, sir. KB3MXM.
All right. Thank you, Chris, and all here tonight. Looks like a nice showing. Just a few things, and I'm sure you're familiar with these if you visit the league website. Let me just cover a quick list here. I'm not going to cover anything that has to do with Maryland. That's Chris's thing. But a couple of opportunities for our amateur radio folks. Coming up actually in just a couple of days, matter of fact, I think it's this weekend, is the rookie roundup for CW. So if you're new to ham and you've got your bug or your key or your paddle or whatever you're using, the rookie roundup's coming up on the 17th. And in January, what's really, really fascinating is if you have a radio, an HF radio, you can listen in on the straight key night on the 1st of January. Very interesting to hear all those stations out there. And then at the end of January is the January VHF contest. Really, really, really good stuff. Hang on just a second. All right. I don't know if any of you might have, as they say, hear the burn, but two nights ago or last night, the Gemini meteor shower was going on. I stepped outside three different times about 30, 40 minutes between and saw meteors every single time. And some of them were pretty impressive. You know, this is not only is this just a fantastic event, but you know, there's a bit of radio involved in that as well, right? Matter of fact, you can actually hear meteors using your radio. If you happen to have 2 meters or 440 or 6 meters, there's plenty of ways of hearing it, or even just a analog FM radio. So this is just what brings the enjoyment to ham radio to everybody. It's a great opportunity. So let me finish the last section here. But before I do and take a break, let me just mention if you are interested, and I hope you will be, the Maryland Talk Group on DMR is every Thursday at 8 p.m. Great net, lots of good information all over. We've got people checking in from the West Coast. There's a ham that used to live here that lives out in Oregon, from Pennsylvania, New York, Virginia. It's 8 p.m. on Maryland Talk Group 3124. If you don't know what that all means, contact your local club. Contact your fellow ham. And also, this being the holiday season, you might want to gift yourself a GRMS radio. GRMS means that you need a license, which is what you have now, and you'll get a GMRS license to operate on that band. So another opportunity to communicate. So I'll take a break and I'll finish up here in just a moment. All right, the last section here is I want to talk a little bit about the legislative activities that are going on in amateur radio. You recently read about the symbol rate change that was approved by the FCC. That will take a while before it gets into the Code of Federal Regulation. So just keep that in mind. Keep your ear to the track, your eye to the screen. Also, 60-meter proposed changes there. The FCC and ARL are both involved in that. So make sure your constituents know, your friends know, and your league knows through your field organization like Chris. And then the last three I want to cover, and that is there are three – right now there's some there's some House resolution bills. You might want to copy the numbers down if you can't look them up real quick. Let me give you the numbers. 3241. That one is called the Amateur Radio Communication Improvement Act. And it just received another sponsor in Congress. So you want to look that one up and very much support it. Also, H.R. 4006. Okay? That one's the Amateur Radio Emergency Preparedness. I'm sorry, the first one, Amateur Radio Communication Improvement. That's right. And then 4006 is the Amateur Radio Emergency Preparedness Act. You should become familiar with those, okay? And definitely support them. Let your representatives, your state representatives, and let them know that you would like them to vote in favor of those particular bills in House resolution bills. I think that's about it. I'll just mention, if you haven't yet visited the Atlantic Division Twitter site, I post stuff there regularly, things that are happening around, typically timely stuff. and I hope to improve that. And the Atlantic Division website is going, as Chris said, my role, I think, is going to be significantly beneficial to all of you, is because I'm improving the Atlantic Division website. It's getting a facelift. There's going to be lots of good statistics and information that's going to be very valuable to the section staff and to your amateur radio clubs and your Aries group. So look forward to that. And you can find that information online. It's Atlantic Division. Okay, that's all I've got, Chris. I'll stand by for any questions, and then we'll move right along. KAB3MXM.
Okay, very good, Marty. Thanks, as always, for the great work and all that great information. We so enjoy having section staff and division staff here on the EchoLink conference, so thanks very much. All right, I want to go to John Creel. John, if you're on, thanks so much for all the great stuff you do for us here. WB3GXW, John, if you're on, your comments tonight, please.
This is WA3DDD, repeater, L107.2.
All right, nothing heard there. Okay, let's see if we can get some other of our section staff folks. Let's go ahead to, I know Father Al is here, W3YVQ, section traffic manager. Father Al, thanks for all the great stuff you do for, you've done for us this year, and all the reporting and keeping all the section traffic folks in line and doing such a great job of teaching and training and mentoring. W3YVQ, Father Al, please.
All right, very well. Good evening all, W3YVQ. Well, I don't have to do much to keep traffic handlers in line. I'm their leader. Which way did they go is what's on the sign over my operating desk. And the folks are motivated to do an excellent job at handling traffic as they learn the skill set. And it's a great pleasure working with folks like that. And let's see, in the hot and interesting news department, here yesterday, the 14th, we had three X-ray flares of note. The first was an M, as in Mike, 5.78 after 070, and an M, as in Mike, 2.30 at almost 140, and an X-ray flare. Yep, finally had one, a 2.8 at 170, and that produced a significant amount of absorption at the subsolar point, along with another M-class flare that occurred today, the 15th, M6.89. And the effects produced an absorption of 32 dB at 4 megahertz. And those who are new and don't know how much that is, 20 dB is 10 times, and 10 dB is about 3 times, and 6 dB is 2 times. So 32 dB is 10 plus 3 or 13 times as strong as the background level that we normally have of radiation in the X-ray spectrum coming from the sun, which is at a high sea level here of late, keeping the propagation on the upper bands in excellent shape. Right. So from all that mess, we expect the possibility of a G2 level storms on the 17th, because there was a coronal mass ejection from the X-flare. And even though that spot group is about ready to go around the backside of the sun, when it's that close to the edge, it still can cause an effect in a spiral-shaped ejection pattern that curls back toward Earth and can pass by the Earth's magnetic field and ring the bell, so to speak. So that's what the sun's been up to. Otherwise, propagation on HF has been remarkably good. In fact, it was only one night in the last couple of weeks where just before daylight, the MUF got down just a tad below 4 megahertz. Harbinger of winter, but in the 21st, that turns around and starts back the other direction, so that's a good thing. The reduction in the regulation of a symbol rate to a bandwidth limitation instead, changing from our former symbol rate limits that tied us to Pactor 3 as an upper bound, will go into effect January 8th using a 2.8 kHz bandwidth instead of a symbol rate as a limit, and that will allow the use of Pactor 4. The SCS modems that run Pactor 4 have a greater throughput in a little less bandwidth than Pactor 3 had, and that would go up to 3,000 to 3,200 bits per second. So you're going to see a higher throughput on good signals in less bandwidth with Pactor 4, contrary to all the rumors rampant on HF that it will cause a wipeout of all the rest of communications. Far from the truth, it'll actually reduce congestion a bit. And one last thing I'd like to mention, in addition to the fact that we welcome all newcomers to our NTS Net here in section, they're in the newsletter listed for you so you can find the times and frequencies. But in your club activities and in our other rosters that we use for any other purposes in amateur radio, I'd like you all to think about something. If you put names and addresses of everybody in those organizations on the public internet without password or double iteration protection, there are people who would be perfectly happy to interfere with our operations wherever we go during a disaster because they know who we are and where we are. And they will find out by listening for our call signs what organization we're associated with. And they could prevent us functioning properly in our missions. So I won't say any more about that, but give it some thought. It's the same issue with publishing a roster of all the club members, including their addresses, etc. Enough said. 7-3 all, and if you're going to be traveling and we don't get the chance to wish you a very Merry Christmas, those wishes go to you and your families, all your loved ones, and a Happy New Year too. W3YBQ.
Okay, very good, Father Al. Thanks, as always, for great information, and much appreciated, certainly. All right, let's go next to WI3N. Jim, always a pleasure having you here on the Section EchoLink conference. Your comments tonight, sir.
Oh, okay, Chris, thank you very much, and good evening to everyone. First, I would like to congratulate Marty on being elected to the vice director position. He has been doing amazing amount of work and data collection and sorting and all kinds of things. Look for that in the future. That is fantastic. I'd also like to say it's been very great to have Steve Keller, KC3DSO, a former AEC in Prince George's County who moved to Delaware and has just been elected the section manager in Delaware. They're going to have some great things going on there for sure. So I'd like to thank everybody for joining the net. This net started this back in February of 2006. So it's been going for a little while. Anyway, Chris, thank you very much for all you're doing, and have a great holiday season for everybody. It's 7-3, this is WI3M.
Okay, thank you, Jim. Good information regarding Steve Keller. I'll share a quick anecdote. I was in our monthly section manager meeting with the league, and I saw Steve Keller in that meeting, and I thought to myself, what is Steve doing here? And the person who was running the meeting mentioned that Steve was the new section manager, and I about fell off my chair. I immediately sent him an email, and I think we may collaborate on an SET or some other thing. So I'm really looking forward to working with Steve. He's a consummate professional in MCOM and all-around great guy. Really excited about that. Okay, AB3WG, my name is Chris. This is the MDC Section EchoLink Net. Let's take a quick break, and then I have a couple more section folks I want to get to. Stand by. Okay, very good. Let me go next to November 3, Sierra Charlie Foxtrot. And Dave is our Dorchester EC. Dave, I much appreciate the recent email. I did respond to that, and thank you for joining tonight. It's great to have you here with us. And your comments tonight, sir.
Well, I was glad to be able to jump on and listen to everything. Like I said, I've been going through a lot medically, finally on the repair enough that I can start getting full in on everything. So I'm hoping to be able to, be speaking with everybody more often. Just thanks for having me in.
Okay, very good. Great to have you with us here, and we'll chat again soon, I hope. All right, let's see. Let me see if I can get to some of our linked repeaters. Let's try WA3DZD and Maryland FM Association. Let's have your comments, please, and then call your stations, WA3DZD. All right, not hearing anything. We'll go back to you. We'll come back to you shortly. Stand by. All right, I'm told that the FDK machine is might be having some issues, so we're going to skip those folks. If you guys are on and you want to try, just scream at me in the comments there, and we'll give you a shout. All right, let's go next to KA2JAI, Anne Arundel County. Your comments, and then call your stations, please.
Okay, this is N3FQC for Maryland Mobile Airs here in the wonderful Anne Arundel County. And I'd like to give kudos to those last week that participated in Service Does a Race in Quiet Waters Park. I'd never been there before. It's a beautiful little place. And Jeff for organizing, and KB3KWG Paul for being net control, and definitely all those volunteers at the race. So it's 15K, not bad weather, rainy. It was nicely done, and no huge event, or bad events throughout the race, and did it. As far as right now, we have a pre-check-in, KB3KWT Paul. Thanks for your check-in. And so I'd like to call for any check-ins on the Maryland Mobile Air Repeater. Please call now.
Alvo 3, Yankee. No comments, no traffic.
Kilo Alpha 2, Juliet, Alpha, India.
Now, essentially no comments. And for cops, we've got KA2, JEI. Mike, your comments, please.
Good evening, everyone. I want to congratulations to Miller in Delaware. I had the opportunity to work with him on exercises some years ago. He's just an excellent individual. Delaware is very fortunate to get him out there. Back to net control, KA2JAI.
Mike, and any other check-ins for the 805 repeat? Okay, nothing heard. I do not see anyone on the Echolink repeater, but just in case someone wants to check in real quick, anyone checking in to the KA2JAI-R Echolink. Okay, no one showing up there, so thanks for that. As you see, for the Maryland Mobile Airs repeater down in Rattle County, you're back to in control.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Don. That is N3FQC. Don is our Baltimore Traffic Net Manager. And Don is a member of the section staff, I'm very proud to say. And Net Manager is where I started out on the section staff. And look where we are now. So it's a great starting place. Actually, any place in the section staff is a great starting place to become Net Manager if you're interested. All right, very good. Thank you, guys. All right, so I don't see any other. Looks like DZD is muted, so we're going to go on to our regular check-ins. Let's start first with WA3MNN, iPhone user. I don't have a name. So WA3MN, Mike November, November, your comments tonight, please.
Yeah, good evening. This is John, WA3MNN. Actually, I'm at work right now in Springfield, Virginia, so I'll keep this short. I did connect to Jessup repeater, but I'll have to log into it remotely and see why it's muted. It shouldn't be. I actually logged in remotely to do the echolink connection since I'm here at work till 9 o'clock tonight. So I'll take a look at that as soon as I disconnect here. So that's it. Actually, got plenty of advance notice. If you look at the ARRA webpage for HampFest in the future in the state of Maryland, the Maryland FM already has their HampFest listed for the last Sunday in May. So you can mark that on your calendar. So I'll say 73 to everybody. This is WA3MNN. Back to net.
Okay, very good. Thank you, John. And that, it's funny you mentioned that. When I put together the section news, I was getting ready to send it out last night, I looked on the league website, and sure enough, I saw the FM Association HamFest listed there for May. And I didn't put it in the section news because, gee, we've got some time before May, so I'll include that when we get a little closer. But good job getting that all set up ahead of time. So thank you very much. All right, let's go next to Kilo 3 Alpha Bravo Zulu. Mark, your comments tonight, please.
Yeah, thank you, K3ABZ. Just listening and learning. And it's just a pleasure listening to what's going on out there and what you guys and gals are doing. And a shout out to my section manager, N3FTC. 73 everyone, K3ABZ.
Okay, very good, Mark. Mark is one of our new net control stations on the Baltimore Traffic Net, doing a great job. And we have a couple new folks out there. So the Baltimore Traffic Net's really, really coming on strong lately. A lot of great new net controls and some good training and practice, traffic handling training going on there. It's just a great forum and a great place to get involved. All right, let's go to next to Larry, KB3QWC. Larry, always great to hear from you. Your comments tonight, please. All right, nothing heard there. Maybe we'll come back to Larry if you'd like to jump in. All right, next on my list, I have November X-Ray 3 Foxtrot. Alan, thank you for joining. Your comments tonight, please.
Yes, good evening. This is NX3F. Name is Alan, and I'm located in Temple Hills, Maryland. It's been quite some time since I checked into this net. Seems like y'all are doing a really good job. And with that, nothing else going on here. So thank you very much for letting me check in to the net. This is NX3F.
All right. Very good, sir. Thank you. Nice having you with us. And let's next go to KB3SPH. This is Jeff. Thank you for joining. Your comments tonight.
Good evening, Chris, and everyone on the net. The Charles County Club on December 23rd, it's a Saturday, is planning a special event station with a 1x1 tall November 3 Victor. And it's commemorating the first voice transmission by Fessenden from Cobb Island. And we will be on Cobb Island. So it should be a fun time. Look for us. We'll try to self-spot, and maybe you can make contact with us. Back to net. This is KB3SPH.
All righty. There we go. I couldn't get my push-to-talk thing working there for a minute. Okay. Thanks very much. Let's go next to Kilo Bravo 3, Sierra Whiskey. Sierra, Pam, thank you for joining. Your comments tonight, please.
W.E.S.2.
Thank you, Chris, and everyone else on the net this evening.
This weekend, starting Sunday, there is a 100% chance of rain, and it will be heavy at times, and it could continue for upwards of 24 hours into early Monday afternoon. So check weather.gov, the National Weather Service site, for continuing updates for your local area. And I'll send it back to Net Control. This is KB3SWS.
Okay, good information, Pam. Thank you. I'm very pleased to have a good relationship with our Skywarn folks in the section. And I got a chance to meet with them at the last HamFest I attended this past year, I think last month. So doing a great job. Also, that they are giving me a report every month. It's in the section news. So really pleased to be able to include that in the section news each month from the Skywarn folks. All right. Next, we're going to go to my good friend Don K. Let's see, is Don still out here? Where are you? Okay, what happened? Don is not here anymore. Okay, I'm looking for K3DON. I know he was here earlier. I guess he's not here anymore. Okay, no worries. Let's go to Dave, KB3HWM, also one of our BTN net controls. Your comments tonight, please. All right, nothing heard there. All right, that's everybody on the list. I want to go back to Marty, KB3MXM, for additional comments, please.
Okay, Chris, let me do I'm on the phone now. Radio check. Let me just get a quick check. Volume okay?
Sounding fine, sir. Proceed.
You know, one of the things that I truly enjoy is to be able to take the information, the empirical data that is available to from and to the ham community, and see if I can find benefits for amateur radio. one of the important things that I like to mention is it makes it a major interest, especially and thank you, Pam, for that excellent synopsis of the weather. You know, major cities throughout the Atlantic Division are prone to inclement weather and sometimes severe weather. To the north, our fellow hams in the winter deal with snow. And in the summer to the south, we deal with, in the southern part of the division, we deal with severe weather in thunderstorms and other events. But let me just say that, you know, flooding is flooding. Wind is wind. And typically where there is wind, there's flooding, and where there's flooding, there's wind. It's storm related. Really important, because our major metropolitan cities that are in the Atlantic Division, and I'll mention the part about Maryland now, there are major cities in Maryland. You have Baltimore, Columbia, Germantown, Silver Spring, Waldorf, Annapolis, and several others, Ocean City, for example. These are major metropolitan areas that are, as always, affected by severe weather, and the density of population there requires a lot of services from your emergency managers and emergency first responders. And we should be focused some of our attention, if not a good considerable amount of our attention, in those areas as well. If you live in a metropolitan area or you live near a metropolitan area, I highly recommend that you join ARES. This is your opportunity to join a group, an organized group, to support emergency communications and our served agencies and your communities. I don't discount that EOCs are important, but an EOC is one location, and our communities are spread out all over the state or states. So I think that's important, and I just want to let you know that let me take a quick break here. And having amateur radio and having the opportunity to work with others is equally important. Just to give you some other numbers, I think, that are relevant here. In Maryland alone, there's 10,868 licensed hams, of which there is 1,024 members. I'm sorry, there's 2,488 members. That's a 23% of the hams in Maryland are league members. And many times that investment in amateur radio starts with your investment at an amateur radio club or your investment in utilizing amateur radio and emergency communications. So if you're willing and able to move forward with your investment in amateur radio, and I say beyond just getting technician, yes. Getting general extra, of course, but also getting involved. Getting involved with amateur radio and ARIES is an investment in utilizing that license that you now have. Thank you very much, Chris.
Okay, very good. Great stuff as always, Marty. Thanks again. All right, let me make one more open call for any stations or link repeaters that I missed or would like to try again, and then I have some closing comments, and then we're going to wrap this up, and it looks like we can get everybody out of here early tonight. So any stations or link repeaters with any other comments or additional information for the net, please?
KB3QWC.
All right, KB3QWC, Larry, great to have you here. Your comments tonight, please.
Okay, sorry about missing the first go-around. It was an operator error with the phone. When I tried to go to EchoLink to get into the phone, it was in a locked mode, and then I couldn't unlock it fast enough for you to get back to me. So that's the story there. So I don't get on EchoLink too much. My old phone, I couldn't get on because I didn't have enough memory, but now I got a new phone getting echoed. Like, not much going on here ham radio-wise, just busy at work. So just wanted to listen on a net and try to get on a net next month. So remember that. So not much going on here, but it's just glad it's a weekend. So hopefully it's supposed to work next week. So not much going on here. So I'll make sure I have the phone unlocked before you call me next time. So everybody have a good holiday. If we don't talk to you, and we'll say 7-3 all, KB3QWC, we clear.
Okay. Thanks much, Larry. Always great to hear from you, and I hope to catch up with you at the Aero Club. I don't know if we're having a Christmas party or not. I haven't heard, but anyway, we'll see what happens. All right, so before we close, I just want to say a few things. Thanks to everyone on the section staff and everyone who checks into this net and all the folks that are part of our MDC section who are doing some great work. We've got so many great folks on our staff and in our clubs and in our groups. And I mentioned a few things in the section news in my comments this month. And I'm really appreciative of all the support and the encouragement that I've gotten as I kind of learn how to be section manager. I think it's a lot more interesting, and there's a lot of stuff I had to learn, but I think we're on the right track, and I'm really enjoying doing all the things that I get to do now. So I want to thank everybody for that. The other thing in the section news, I mentioned that my first year was coming to a close. I put the word year in quotes, break. And the reason I put the word year in quotes is because technically my term began in this past July 1st. So technically I've only been section manager for almost 6 months, but I was appointed last November. So I've actually had the rights and privileges and access, and I've been doing all the other things that we're required to do since last November. So that's why I put the word year in quotes. So I'm really looking forward to next year. I'm looking forward to working with all of you and running these nets and hearing all the things that are going on in this section. This is a great venue, and really proud to be the section manager for MDC. And I just thank everybody for sticking with us and doing all the great work that everyone's doing. So with that, I think we can wrap this up. I'll make one more open call for anybody. Any final comments?
MXM.
MXM, please.
During this time of year, there are many of us, many hams and fellow hams and families that might find themselves struggling through the holidays. They might be struggling with their family matters. Work can be very difficult. Weather can be very difficult. But loneliness is the worst. And I encourage you that if you're planning an event, whether it be your amateur radio club gathering, or you're going to gather at the field day, I mean at the winter field day, or you're going to your amateur radio club, please extend a welcome to the hams that you don't see all the time and check up on them, okay? Please do that. It's very important. It's important to you, and it's important to them, and it's important to all of us. So please share your camaraderie, your friendship, and your warm welcome, and extend that as far as you can. Thank you all. Have a great holiday.
Okay, very good. Thanks, Marty. That's what amateur radio is all about. It's a wonderful hobby, and we're just glad to be here, and we're glad everyone's with us. We encourage all the new hams, if you've got new hams in your clubs and groups, please help them along and be mentors, and let's foster the next generation. All right, that's it. It's almost 9 o'clock, so we did really well tonight. Thanks everyone for joining. I'm going to wrap this up. 7-3, have a great holiday. Please be safe, and we'll see everybody right back here in January to start the new year. 7-3, AB3WG.
If you're still there, Chris, there's a holiday party at the Air Club next Wednesday. KB3QWC.
This is WA3DDE repeater EL 107.2.